All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Nick Wessel, and I'm part of Cohort 35. And both front end, front end I did React, and it was called Card Kings, a really cool little trading card app. And then my back end was called Beer Quest, which was a brewery finder around the area you're looking in. So both pretty cool little apps, you know?
I love it. Yeah. So we're going to talk about both your projects, what they are, how you built them, all that good stuff. But before we jump to that, what were you doing before NSS? What did you...
So it's weird because I kind of had a mix of two jobs going on at once. I was actually a mechanic before all this started, before I even moved to Nashville. I was a diesel mechanic, and I came out of Ferris State University with their diesel program. Great diesel program there, by the way. And when I came to Nashville, I was really just kind of... just throwing everything against the wall, trying to find something. And I got a job at Herc Rentals, which was a great little diesel mechanic rental place, you know, for heavy equipment. Got a job there. And then I actually ended up working my way into a tour guide position at Joyride around the same time. So I was pretty much been working two jobs since I've got to Nashville. So I've been a diesel mechanic on the one end, and on the other end, I was a tour guide. And in between both, I was also a manager at a distillery. So pretty wide little range of positions there in my
past. What was it that made you decide to change your career and go into this?
You know, really, my mom was always trying to press me into getting into coding, something with computers. You know, I've always been a gamer, you know, Call of Duty kind of has been my thing. And, you know, she just thought I'd enjoy it. And finally, one day, I was like, all right, fine, I'll look into it, you know. And I started going on, like, you know, Code Academy, just these free little online boot camps, and basically just started learning code. And it started out with just HTML, CSS, but it turned right into JavaScript and all that right after. And that was before NSS even. And and I got into it, and I really started to dig it. I really did. I picked up on it real quick, and I think my trouble solving kind of helped a lot, because I was always constantly like, okay, why is this broke? All right, let me figure out why. Is it this part? No, oh, it's this part. Okay, well, perfect. Let me dive into this part. Now, is it this part of this, or is it this part? And it's basically troubleshooting helps so much, I think that was the biggest thing that I loved about my job beforehand was the troubleshooting. You know, I was like digging into stuff, figuring out why is this broke? What can I do to fix it? How can I prevent it? So digging into code, it really helped me a lot doing that. I mean, it really did. Having those skills, those are hard skills to learn, let alone to already have. So, I mean, it's kind of great to already kind of have them, you know?
Yeah. I love how you just light up when you start talking about this.
Yeah, it's a great little thing. I mean, it's part of my past, and I enjoy every bit of my past, because I feel like every part of my past is something to help me build up to where I'm at now. You know, I mean, it's always helped me.
So. That is such a great point, because what we hear all the time with NSS grads is no matter what their background is, it somehow contributes to where they're at today and where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So next, let's talk about what you've been working on, what you've been building.
So for my back end, I've been really working on this Beer Quest app, and it's a really cool app. Basically, it just allows you, it helps simplify finding breweries, because I don't know if it's a normal family thing, but our family's, I guess I shouldn't say big on promoting drinking, but you know, we like to have fun.
You enjoy,
you know?
It, so a good drink.
Enjoy it, yeah. You enjoy cold beer every once in a while. So whenever we go on vacations, we're always trying to find, like, what are the best breweries to go to? What are the best bars we can go to check out, you know? Mainly it's breweries, though. We're a big, you know, craft brew family. You know, we like experimenting with things. You know, are we gonna like this? Are we not? Because you'll be surprised on a lot of the stuff you find, especially like beer wise. I mean, you expect like an IPA or something dark, you know, to be real heavy on hops, real bitter tasting. And you try it and you're like, okay, this is not what I thought it was. And it's people's creative minds take over in that brew industry too. And it's crazy. Just like an app, you know. I mean, you can look at the same app by, you know, 20 different people, and every app's still going to be different in their own unique ways. I mean, even if it's the same exact concept on paper and it looks the same on paper, it's still going to turn out differently every single way, which is great about brewery too, because nobody can brew the same exact beer over and over again. I mean, it's almost impossible. So it's a great little way to, you know, find a way. And then you can also view the drinks at certain places. You know, you can find out places just in your area, or if you like something, you know, you can dig into it, like it, and then it's saved there forever too. So that way you always have access to the ones you like, you know, so you don't have to worry about it.
Wonderful. Now, I would love to hear how you actually built that. How does the tech work together for that?
So I did an actual, I did an MVC entity framework app. So a lot of my front end stuff that you would see, honestly, I didn't really touch much. I've styled the crap out of a lot of, I styled a lot of it. And really, I just, I dug into it hard. And a lot of my stuff, just functionality wise, it's all pretty simple. I mean, there's nothing too complicated with it. I skated by kind of, but at the same time, I didn't, just because it was a unique idea. You know, I mean, not everybody's going to come up with the idea. I mean, there's not many things out there that, you know, you can go on to and just search for breweries or whatever, you know, for fun and all that. So it was kind of unique in that aspect. But yeah, everything just ties together on its own. I mean, pretty much nothing super complicated at all with it. You just kind of create it. And so it's basically like an admin control app. So you have a basic admin. And the admin can also control who else is admin, of course. So you can go in, only the admin can add breweries, drinks, and touch the important data, which is good, because you don't want anybody just going in, being able to add drinks, add breweries, all this, because that could be fake, or it might have been one that shut down that they, like, oh, well, I loved this brewery back in the day, let me add it, and then next thing you know, I mean, it's not even a thing anymore, or it moved. So having admin control, it's nice as far as it can be. And then also there's brewery admins, which basically they're the ones, they get assigned an admin to a brewery if they're actually control of those breweries. So they have to be verified as an admin for that brewery, basically, which is great, because then it's not only left up to the admin. You know, you have special people, like whether it be social media people or developers that they have, if they have, you know, if they're a big enough company, they'll actually be able to control and edit and you know, delete or add drinks, whatever they want, into their menus. You know, edit, like if they change their name, you know, from Co to Inc or whatever, you know, so address changes, whatever, they will have control. They can switch it up too. So yeah.
Man, I love it. I'm just like sitting here taking it all in. I love how in-depth it is. And so was there another project you did, or you stacked it all in that one?
So, yeah, I did. My front-end project was actually a lot different. I mean, it could be pretty much the same concept, I guess. But so I went after something kind of unique there as well, Card Kings, which is a trading card organizer or manager, I guess you could say. So a lot of people, I mean, when you're younger, you know, you get into trading cards, whether it be Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, sports cards, baseball, football, whatever, you know, a lot of young kids are into trading cards. So my thought behind it was, you know, figure out a way to manage your cards so you don't have to dig through a pile of them just to find this one card that you were looking for, just to look at, you know, one simple thing about it, right? Like a stat on the back or something like that, you know, name, how it's spelled, you know, whatever it was, a position they played, years they played. Anyway, so in my front end app, Card Kings, it made it real simple, just to, you can store, manage them, and also search for either your cards. There's it's, and this one's totally different in the aspect, because users can add cards whenever they want, right? They can add them into the database, and then at any point in any time, another user can search for that card and add it into their own. Because I mean, if you think about it, there's you know, there's copies of every card. There's no, I mean, it's very rare unique cards where there's only one of a kind, right? So the fact that other people are going to have access to that card makes sense. So you give them access to that card, so that way that you don't have to add a new card every single time you're trying to add one into your database. You can just search for it. You know?
So how does that all though? What tech did you use to build that?
So my front end app, I used main React, obviously, React JS. So really, really cool little diverse tool there, for sure. Makes vanilla JavaScript look so much better. And styling wise, I just use Bootstrap and React Strap. And then actually, I use Rebase as well, which is great in my like headers and footers. It's a lot different. They have a lot more unique stuff for nav bars wise. So it's kind of cool.
Great. And final question, what are you looking forward to next? Do you want to do more front end work or back end work, or any preference?
Personally, I'm more of like I kind of want to like soak in both. You know, I want to learn more. So I kind of want to do a full stack job where I'm learning both and I'm stacking on more on top of it. Like, I would love to like find a job. It kind of sounds crazy, but like, especially from some of the people that have graduated here before, but like, you know, get a job in like Python or Java, something I haven't messed with before, get a better understanding for that, because it's only going to help you in the long run for both sides. I mean, there's always going to be stuff that correlate between the two languages, plus I'm learning the basics. Once you learn some, you know, you can always learn more, and I'm kind of a person that doesn't want to stop, you know, I just want to keep learning on stuff. So it's more or less my take on it. I want to
Always be coding.
Yeah,
always be coding, as they say. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, really appreciate you taking the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for having me.